Welcome to the Think Like an Innovator podcast. I am Paul Sloan, and in each episode, I tell you the stories of great thinkers, leaders, and innovators. We explore what motivated them and the approaches they used. We do this in order to draw out some inspiration and lessons that we can profit from. The stories are based on my book, Think Like an Innovator, published by Pearson. What do you do when an innovation threatens to put you out of business? Daniel Peter, who was born in 1836, was a Swiss man who ran a candlestick-making business with his brother Julian in Vevey, Switzerland. In the early 19th century, candles were the primary source of lighting at night, so business was good. However, in 1859, Colonel Drake of Pennsylvania had discovered oil, and that led to the development of kerosene and kerosene lamps. These were introduced to Switzerland in the mid-1860s, and their popularity caused a significant drop in the demand for candles. The Peter brothers had a problem. They had a factory that could pour liquid candle wax into moulds, but demand for candles was falling. Julian decided to stay in the candle business, but Daniel wanted to use some of the equipment and his skills in a different endeavour. He decided to pour chocolate instead of wax. He started chocolate making and started his own business. At that time, chocolate was dark and bitter. Daniel Peter tried to develop a softer chocolate by adding milk, but he found great difficulty in removing the water from the milk. His experiments ended with mildew forming on the chocolate or with a rancid product. Eventually, he heard of a neighbour in the same town who had developed a condensed milk as a baby food. That man's name was Henri Nestlé. Using condensed milk together, they were able to perfect a method for the manufacture of milk chocolate. In 1887, after many unsuccessful experiments, Daniel Peter developed the original formula for what was to become the first successful milk chocolate in the world. He called his product Gala, after the Greek word meaning from the milk. In 1879, the pair formed the Nestlé Company. Their new product proved immensely popular all around the world. In 1896, Daniel Peter formed the Association of Swiss Chocolatiers. And in 1904, several companies merged under the name of the Nestlé brand. Daniel Peter continued to work in the Nestlé factory until his death in 1919. Some thoughts for innovators. Innovations destroy even as they create. When innovation threatens your business, you must adapt or die. The threat of the destruction of his candle making business was the spur for Daniel Peter to look for new ventures. What innovations or trends threaten your business today, and what can you do about it? Secondly, transfer your current skills to a new environment and open up new opportunities. Daniel Peter's skill was in moulding liquids. He transferred this from candles to chocolate. With whom can you collaborate who has the skills that you lack? By cooperating with Henri Nestlé, Daniel Peter was able to co-create a product that changed the flavour of chocolate around the world. Maybe you can find someone locally, as Daniel Peter did. And a final thought is, experiment, experiment, experiment. Daniel Peter was not deterred by the many efforts that he made, which failed. Percy Spencer was a self-taught physicist with a keen interest in electricity and its uses. One day in 1945, while working with an active radar tube, he felt a tingling in his pocket and noticed the chocolate bar he kept there had melted. This phenomenon had been observed before, but Spencer was the first person to investigate it. He experimented by placing foods near a source of electromagnetic microwave radiation. He found that popcorn was quickly cooked and that an egg exploded. He went on to develop the world's first microwave oven, using a metal box and a high-density magnetron that emitted microwaves. His employers, the defense contractors Raytheon, filed a patent in 1945 for a microwave cooking oven. And in 1947, they produced the first commercial product, the radar range. It cost about $2,500 and weighed 750 pounds. Affordable microwave ovens came onto the market 20 years later. Spencer received no royalties for his invention, but Raytheon paid him a gratuity of $2, the company's standard token payment to all employees who filed patents. Percy LeBaron Spencer was born in Maine in 1894. His father died when the boy was one, and he was brought up by his aunt and uncle. He left a school at 12 to work in a mill. At 18, he joined the US Navy, where he learnt wireless communications. He had no formal education, but taught himself mathematics, science, and technology. In 1939, he joined the defense contractor Raytheon to build radar equipment. He rose to become senior vice president and a senior member of the board of directors at Raytheon. In the course of his work, he filed 300 patents. He was awarded the Distinguished Public Service Award, fellowship in the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and an honorary Doctor of Science from the University of Massachusetts. Insights for innovators. Harness serendipity. Great innovators use the stimulus of random events to spur their imagination. Then they take action to turn ideas into experiments. Spencer observed the melting of the chocolate bar and then explored the actions of microwave radiation on foods. Do not treat every unexpected event as an annoyance. Sometimes serendipity hands you an opportunity if you are open-minded. Teach yourself the skills you need. We all need to keep reskilling and learning new methods and technologies. Spencer did this all his life. He kept learning and kept inventing. We all should do the same. And finally, the commercialization of an invention can take many years. As is the case with many inventions, Spencer had to wait a long time before he saw his great idea produced for the mass market. Patience is needed. It may be small consolation, but recognition for great ideas eventually materializes. If you like these short podcast stories, then please consider the book Think Like an Innovator by Paul Sloan, published by Pearson, on which all of these stories are based.